Welcome to the Crazy Talk. I am your host, Crazy Boy. I'm here with my good friend John. You know, we've been sitting basically all night, you know, just fucking around and bullshitting, catching up. Always, you know, when we always hang out, we talk about the past. You know, from me being a little dickhead, you know, a little evil bastard of a child, to my crazy ass teen years, early teens years, you know, and, yeah. So, I do gotta ask you, and, you know, we tried to do this the first take, and we lasted 30 minutes, and that 30 minutes went the fuck away because it got deleted. So we're having to do a second fucking take of this shit. So yeah, and that was good, and it was a good episode. It would have been a good, great episode. But them motherfuckers, you know, that's the only thing I hate about this digital shit, because it freezes up way too fucking much, you know, and you lose every fucking thing, and you can't save it, and shit like that, you know, what the fuck? This is crazy, man. But as we was trying to say, this is the first episode of ours, just a second take. But it's the first episode. You know, we cover everything. I mean, there ain't shit that we don't cover. And we don't sugarcoat shit. You know what I mean? It might not be what the fuck people want to hear, but it's the truth. You know? People just gotta get the fuck over themselves. And they do, man. Oh my God! Trump's president. We're going to die, John.
Why is it?
Because Trump's president. What the fuck? And, you know, I'm like having a hard time. And see, like shit like that, you know. Motherfuckers are like that, you know. I mean, come on, dude. You know what? I cried when George Bush stole the fucking election from Al Gore, but I didn't cry. You know, I couldn't fucking vote anyway. You know, I like, hey, what the fuck? I mean, I like George Bush. Don't get me wrong, he's a funny looking motherfucker. That motherfucker was funny, dude. Just everything you could do on him was gold. Because there were so many people to fuck with him hard, have him smoking weed and shit. Don't tell my pops. You know what I mean? And just like they did with Bill Clinton. You know what I mean? I mean, fuck. Let them talk shit. You know what I mean? It ain't like they gonna do anything to Trump. And if they do, you know, God will allow it, you know what I mean? But for now, God ain't gonna allow it. This motherfucker ain't gonna get impeached, though, and that will drive them fucking crazy. They can't impeach him, really. Not legally, not constitutionally, they can't. You know what I mean? These motherfuckers break their own laws, but expect us to do it. That's why I say fuck man's law. If I can't live by God's law, dude, I ain't gonna live by man's law. You know what I mean? That's just me personally. I know the difference between right and wrong. That's if I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if I don't think, I don't know the difference between if it's wrong or right. You know what I mean? Especially if I get pissed off, then I will not think for shit. Fuck this shit. You know? But it takes a lot for me to get there. Now, anyway. You need to get on medicine. No, you need to shut the fuck up. No. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No disrespect to nobody on that shit, but no. Medicine is not. No, no, no. I smoke my weed. That's it. Fuck it. You know what I mean? I've done my hard shit, but no. Fuck all that. So, yeah, I want to give a quick shout out right quick to Anchor for giving us this platform to do our podcast. Without this, I couldn't be doing this podcast. And I want to thank them again. But, and John? Do you remember the fucking days of ball ball? Playing ball ball?
Yeah. I remember up against the brick wheelhouse.
Yes! Yes! As kids, wasn't there a longer ball?
Yeah, it was the fence.
What?
The wooden fence going through Jeffrey Lott's yard.
No, I ain't talking. I'm talking about the brick. Like, I could have sworn there was a little longer brick part. I might have been. Dude, I don't know how the fuck we kept it right there because we was keeping it on the wellhouse too.
Yeah.
So it was that short and it was just me being little.
Yeah.
All right. I figured it might have been, but goddamn, that, I don't think that well house even there no more.
We was playing on the side of it. It's
shit,
10 foot wide, something like that.
You remember when that trailer where, not where B used to live, the trailer we lived in the very first time?
In front?
No, not in front.
Is that?
That was the second trailer we lived in. The brown trailer, that was the second trailer we lived in. The one trailer that used to be in front, where Mark and them lived. That trailer where Mark and them lived. Mm. When y'all got into that fight with Jason Tyson and all them shits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Them. That trailer right there, that was the very first trailer we lived in. Because I remember... I guess it was dreams, but I used to be scared of sleeping in the bedroom, right, because of, Derek, and Bubba share that middle bedroom, and the bedroom that was right there at the back door anyway. That was Mama's room. I stayed in there, but I always stayed in there because I was too scared to sleep in there. But I think I slept. I remember being in the. Heard that. I remember being in the fucking living room, right? And it seemed like I seen this cowboy type ghost shit, dude, and it scared the fuck out of me. And I used to go sleep in mama's room all the time. Because that shit scared the fuck out of me, dude. You know what I mean? I was about 3 or 4 years old. No, wasn't four. I was about 2 or 3. That ain't that damn way. I might have been 3, about to go on 4. About to turn 4. Because I was almost 5 when we was in the brown trailer. It was after the Asian people. These Asian people who lived in that brown trailer the very first time when we moved in there, because they had the huge ass building out there a long time ago before they cleared that big ass spot out. You know what I mean? And that's when they still had that extra trailer and all that shit. They have about fucking 3 extra trailers, 4 extra trailers at that time. Maybe 5. It was a good bit. That shit was crazy as fuck. But I remember, besides, you know, the cowboy ghost, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I remember Scott and David coming there, and I was eating these tater wedges, right? And I got choke on. Remember that? Because he had those chow dogs, Brutus and Bear, back then. Damn notifications. I don't know why it's like that, motherfucker. There we go. But anyway. Yeah. That shit was crazy. You know, that's when I was into my early Garth Brooks stages. Because he only had that fucking No Fences, Garth Brooks, No Fences. I don't think Rap in the Wind was out yet, but it might have been. It might have been. Because Derek and them had a go-kart a long time ago at the bottom of the slide before we moved into the trailer park.
Yeah.
And I ran in the back of it and it burnt the fuck out of my goddamn belly button. Because I was chasing them. And they happened to stop. And mama and them heard it all the way across the fucking field, dude. My skin melting from the sizzling, you know.
And Michael lived back in there too, didn't he?
On the dirt road. I thought he was living with his grandma. I mean, I know he was down there.
He was little. He used to play with y'all, bud.
All the time.
When y'all lived in the White House. He was the little bun-headed boy.
Well, I don't know. I mean, certain shit I barely remember. You know what I mean? I mean, I remember going down there all the time because of Mandy and them.
You remember?
And that was, I'm not sure.
Ride bikes down the big hill?
Yeah.
Towards.
McCoy's. The Coys and all that shit.
Yeah. Right from y'all's house. And you go out and you take left.
Get down left, we go that little dirt road that was there, yeah. Right behind Tyson and then grandma's house or uncle, whatever.
Yeah. Jeffrey's ride down at Hewitt. Michael was the boy that wrecked. Coming down at Hewitt on a bicycle.
That was in the trailer park. That wasn't in the fucking White House. That's right after we moved in. That was when we moved in the fucking brown trailer. That was in the second trailer we lived in. I remember that part. I remember when it happened.
Moved out of the house.
Yeah, it wasn't that long, because I'm not sure how long we stayed in that trailer, that market and lived in, when we lived in the back trailer. Because by the time Mark lived, I think when Mark moved in the fucking trailer park, I think we lived in the fucking back trailer. I can't remember. It was either before or after Daddy went to prison. Was it right before? Yeah, it was right before. Because right after... Hang on. No, it was right before he moved to prison. I meant went to prison. Moved to prison. Went to prison. we moved in the back house. And Scott moved in the brown trailer. And then... I think Mark moved in there at the same time, actually. Around the same time as Scott and them moved in the trailer park. All that shit happened at the same fucking time, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I can kind of remember, because that was 96. That was right before Christmas. About 3 weeks before Christmas, because of, I was locked up in the hospital 2 weeks before Christmas because of me sitting the stairs and trying to catch the houses and shit on fire and all that shit. You know that shit. Like I said, that fucking evil shit, the evil streak came out of me, man. I didn't like it.
Well, mine too, it was just in a different form.
I took it worse though. I took it further than ever anybody would. You know what I mean? I didn't give a fuck what the consequences was, because them consequences wouldn't fucking face me.
Yeah.
You know? And it's still kind of like that, but it's not really like that. You know what I mean? Not anymore.
Think a little more.
Think
about what you do before you do it.
I try to. I try to think. Different fucking outcomes every time. Excuse me. It's 420, y'all.
Yeah.
Goodness. Anyway, I can't. Who was it that lived right across the street from the church, right? Sunset Forest. That did the bikes back then for y'all all the time. when y'all couldn't, when y'all needed the parts and everything, because y'all didn't go to the bicycle shop in Belmont, y'all went right there at his house, well, behind his house in this little garage shit.
Yeah.
Who was that? I can't remember his name.
I see him all the time, man. I mean, his wife split up.
I ain't seen him up for years.
He become out. He get something happen, man. You know, we got older. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know y'all got older. I mean, you and Derek and Alan, you know, because of goddamn. This is back when y'all had fucking Junior around.
Yeah, my shit brother.
I love that boy to death, man. And because that was around the time all of us went to that bar a long time ago. It was a family bar, but a restaurant too. But what was it, like Shooters or some shit like that? Or Stingers? Or Scorpions? No, not Scorpions. What did I say? Not Stingers, but what did I say? What the fuck
Hoopers
did I say?
Or something like that?
Huh?
Like Hooper?
No, it wasn't Hoopers.
I know where it was at.
God, dude. I'm going to have to fucking try this shit. But, you know, as we talking here, you know, I want to say it was might have been Stackers or I can't. Damn it. I said it the first time and it's in this video, recording, so, you know, it's in the podcast. But, you know, I want to say, you know, this podcast is for everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We help, I'm all about helping lifting others up. You know what I mean? Especially my family, my friends, whatever. If I can do it, I want to help them lift their asses up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's too much shit going on. Not just my family, my friends. My God, my damn enemies. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, I know I've said goddamn a bunch of times. I've tried to cut down on that, but it's hard. You know what I mean? When you've done it for a long time, it's just hard. But that shit, dude, it's crazy, I'm telling you.
So much has changed since then.
Yeah. You know,
it's like the world changing in front of you. You can't see it till you look back. And you realize
everything is different. See, I mean, yeah, it's worse now than what it was as us being kids.
We got more responsibilities now. Yeah.
That's a lot more shit now. You know, family is out of the picture. Family don't mean shit no more like it used to. And it's fucked up, you know? And that, this ain't nothing against my old family, you know. But I am a black sheep, you know. I mean, it is what the fuck it is. I mean, you know. Nobody can change the past. I mean, if you want to change the past, I mean, you could try for the future, but, you know, a lot of motherfuckers don't try. I damn sure ain't gonna try it, you know what I mean? I waste my breath as a fucking kid. I ain't wasting my breath no more. You know? I got my own shit to worry about. Oh, besides looking for other motherfuckers. I mean, I still try to look up to other people. You know what I mean? Just to fucking learn. Get some wisdom and shit.
Knowledge is power.
A truth holds the key. Truth holds the key to everything. That's what I believe in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when you have been deceived since birth, it's hard to know what's true and what's not. You know? Motherfucker with that true and fake shit is a lot worse now. You know, back in our days, as growing up, you wouldn't see that shit out in the public. That shit was taboo as fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
John, that shit was like, basically like tattoos. That shit was like sex. You know what I mean? I mean, you went to church and all this shit. You know, you have fucking... I mean, I didn't have respect for elders and shit. I didn't learn how to appreciate shit until I fucking, you know, got where I am today. You know. But it took me going through hell and back. And I'm surprised I fucking made it alive. I wasn't supposed to make that shit out alive. You know what I mean? And no motherfucking body will ever truly understand that. I mean, they do if they've been in my shoes. And I'm sure motherfuckers have. You know what I mean? And I don't mean that in like, oh, it's about me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's experience and trying to talk about what I experienced. Maybe people can find the courage to find their truth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like I said, this podcast is for the lost, the forgotten, and the voiceless. For the motherfuckers who can't speak for themselves. You know? And, I mean, we talk about a lot of shit. We talk about real shit, you know? And we talk about hobbies and shit, you know? Tattoos, fucking... basketball, we talk about sports, and, you know, we'll talk about wrestling, you know, I'll talk about wrestling a lot as well, as other than...
What's going on in the wrestling world these days, anyway?
What's going on in the wrestling world? Like, what you want to know? Like, what you want to know?
Have you seen, like, old wrestlers coming back? Undertaker's back.
Who?
Undertaker, he come back.
Oh, Undertaker's under a lifetime contract to WWE. He just signed that shit recently.
Yeah.
From everything what I've been saying. You know. Well, for starters, tonight is NXT TakeOver Toronto. You know, up there in Canada.
Yeah.
because of, you know, this SummerSlam weekend. Tomorrow is, you know, SummerSlam. You got Brock Lesnar defending WWE Undisputed. Not Undisputed. I've been watching too many old WWE films or events. But anyway, WWE Universal Championship against Seth Rollins. Becky Lynch. She got a face. Who is that? Natalya. Trish Stratus is fighting Charlotte Flair to see who's the queen of all eras of this women's revolution. You got what? Kofi defending the belt, WWE title against Randy Orton. You know, this is where everything changes because of really the night after SummerSlam is the fall premiere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Basically, I mean, it really is. But SmackDown is moving back to Fridays. Supposedly be live on Fox, on regular Fox. Hey, look right there. Damn spider above your fucking head. Holy shit, dude. That's funny.
And comes back down, I'll kill it.
Well,
I hate killing things.
I'm sorry, my homie, but I cannot see that shit now. I'm cross-eyed, so I can't see shit.
How did you see it the first time?
Motherfucker was right there. I could actually see it. I just happened to look and I seen it. I like, damn. Talk about fucking catching the ass and strike right before it strikes. But yeah, you know, shit is just a little too much, you know.
Yes.
I mean, motherfuckers always gotta fight over stupid shit, you know? Shit that really don't fucking matter. And we worry about shit that doesn't really fucking matter. I know I do. You know? I worry a fucking lot. That's because I got a family to worry about, you know? I got my own family to worry about. And I ain't just myself. When I became a family man, I became a fucking family man, you know?
Yep.
So, I mean, I gotta do what I gotta do. But I don't do shit stupid that's gonna get me out of trouble. I mean, get me in trouble. Yes, I drive without license, but I'm trying to work on that. And I really am, you know? Being disabled fucking sucks, dude, when you gotta worry about the monthly check. But one day it'll change, you know what I mean? But, you know, this is just basically an introduction of Crazy Boy and the Crazy Talk, you know?
You think he's going all right so far? And what are we gonna talk about so far?
Shit, we talk about everything. I can't keep up with this shit. And
Exactly.
they that I mean, if you get come up with notes and shit, you know, it's hard to fucking really figure out what you're gonna talk about when you go by notes, you know. Because subjects always change. Exactly. Always change.
One story leads to another.
Yeah, one story leads to another, and you can't fucking control it. It just happens in the blink of an eye, like a spur of a moment type of shit. You know about that shit, John. Everything always happens in the spur of a fucking moment. Like, shit like this. I mean, I was thinking about doing the podcast. But this shit right here, spur of a fucking moment. We ain't done shit like this in years. Years.
As they say, keep it 100. Stay true.
Motherfuckers always forget where they come from. I never forgot where I come from.
I need
it. No matter how much I would like to.
Get away from here.
Not get away from here. Just, I don't know.
Every time I do, I find myself right back here. So.
I do too. It might take me years to get back here, but this is my home, man. No matter how shitty it became, it's still my home.
I run from the police one time, 8 months. Went and lived in the mountains. They still got me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They tracked me down.
I remember that.
I was way up in the mountains. You know what I'm saying? Like,
when you were Jennifer then?
You really saw, you know what I'm saying? We was way up there, bud.
You was with Jennifer then, weren't you?
Yes, when Christopher was born. His birthday was 2 days ago.
How old is this?
He was born in 2001.
So he's 18?
He just turned 18.
Damn, son, seriously? Yeah. I don't think I ever got to see him. I don't think.
I've seen him one time.
Good.
That's three. I got to take him to McDonald's. He kept grabbing mini food. Yes, I am. He's 3 years old. He loved mini. You know what I'm saying?
How old was I? About 7? When Jennifer lived in that trailer park right there behind, motherfucker, you would know how old was she then? When I busted your lip that time, how old was she then?
I don't know, where's when you busted my lip?
In the fucking trailer park behind King, in the fucking Josh King's grandpa's tire shop old place, that trailer park. Behind, right beside the fucking barber shop. As soon as you turn right there, right before you get to the red light, right there.
Yeah, what are you talking about,
man? Goddamn, son, you should have remembered that right off the bat.
I don't remember where was that when you hit me in the lip.
Right there, you was on your fucking bike. We was outside. Because you was fucking with me. Because if I'm thinking right, that's one day married me up to Jennifer that time. Jennifer's parents, you remember?
Mm-hmm.
And then you was fucking with me like that. You got on your bike. You was about to do something, but you was still fucking with me. Well, we was fucking with each other. You said something, I can't remember what the fuck you said, and I just looked back at you, fucking popped you in the fucking lip. You little motherfucker, you got me bleeding. Yeah, motherfucker, that's what you get, talking shit. I had it been about 6, 7. Because that's right before you started dating, Candy? I do believe. Because You were seeing her when she got off the school bus. I think you skipped school or something like that, you and Derek.
That was hard because he went to one school and I went to another. And we had to skip and meet each other. I went to Mount Holly Junior High.
I know that. I'm saying the fucking... I don't think you skipped, but you know what I mean.
We did once or twice.
Huh?
We did once or twice.
But I'm talking about, you know, y'all was already at the house anyway, after school anyway.
Yeah.
But she always got out last or whatever that time when they got off that right there at the house.
Yeah, when we lived in that front trailer.
Yeah, when we lived in that front trailer.
And if they lived in the other one.
No, that was Tanya and Andy that lived in the yellow trailer.
Who?
Tanya and Andy. Holly and Sat's mama.
Yeah.
And stepdaddy.
Yeah, Craig and his sister.
Tanya. Yep, Craig, Tanya, Chris. I can't remember who it was. That was it.
There's another boy. It went to the Marines.
No, Craig. Don't say Craig, Chris. I can't remember all of them.
I think it was like their cousin.
Pete.
Like, Pete lives right up the road.
Yeah, there's Pete, Tanya. There's too many of them. Their mama and daddy had to have a lot of kids. It's funny because of fucking... I met Tanya and Andy through Bud and Lisa. That's how everything happened. Bud and Lisa. But, you know, it's just how everything goes. It's about time to wake your fucking brother up. That way we can get this goddamn trailer filled up. Are you helping us? Did this shit? Not fucking, why not?
When I get to this, I'm gonna go out there and get started. I gotta get that wood out of the way. I don't know how he's gonna get the trailer up here.
Will my truck get do it?
Yeah.
I don't know, that's why I'm asking. Oh fuck, hang on, I don't think you got the hitch now. Fuck.
You got a place for one?
We should got a, yeah,
he's got.
We got hitches. No, I don't know. Yeah, he's got a place for one.
We got hitches, balls, we got, you know what I'm saying, we got everything.
Yeah, ah, right, cool.
We can even mount the whole fucking Reese hitch and all on there if you want, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't got one, we can put one. We got everything.
Hell yeah. Man, we're gonna have to do this again. And next time when we do it, we're gonna fucking just do an all-nighter type podcast. Not let nobody get in the way, just us be able to sit back, relax, smoke a little bud, reminisce, and fucking laugh and talk on some real shit, you know?
Yeah.
Goddamn, dude. It's been a long fucking time since we got to do this. And how awesome could it be No other than just doing it the first edition of the show. The slide edition, motherfucker, you know. That's how it is. That's what this episode is. It's the slide edition. You know why? Because it's this introduction. It's ruthless as fuck, you know. I don't know how the fuck we survive around this motherfucker. You know that? How crazy shit was? Fucking that time when we was, we was playing in the game. Like, hide to go seek or something in the fucking trailer park. Remember Bay Honeycutt, right?
Yeah.
Alright, you remember that, dude, Daniel, or whatever the fuck his name was, that she was fucking?
Yeah.
When, that girl and her son, what, Jamie or Daniel, whatever it was, that was living in the front, where Mark was, right before Mark moved in there?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
At that time, and that motherfucker popped his gun off at us when we was playing.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that. We fucking hauled ass. Goddamn, we hauled ass. I don't think Tabby was even playing with us then. Outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we was fucking shit up back then. I think we was talking shit to him because of that shit, because of me fucking that dude like that. And the girl, and bitch just lived next in front of her, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And fucking her old man and shit like that, that shit was crazy, dude. Then all of a sudden, what, a year later, goddamn... Tyson and the trailer park. God damn, dude. That shit was crazy.
I didn't have a chance.
That shit was crazy as fuck, man.
I took it and got up. Still running my mouth.
I was too young for that shit. You know what I mean?
He beat the shit out of me.
Huh?
He beat me.
Oh, I know he did.
I didn't have a chance to fight back. I didn't even try. I just trying not to get fucked up. Because,
dude, when all that, right after all that shit happened, dude. I was watching everything out of the window, out of Scott's window. Because Scott was living in that brown trailer where we was living in. Daddy's in prison. Goddamn. Oh shit, dude, that shit was crazy.
I had nobody to help me. I wasn't 19.
I thought you was 18.
I was getting ready to turn 8. We're getting ready to turn 19.
I got my license. How old are you?
41. I'll be 42 in October.
You was born what, 87? I meant 77.
Yeah. October.
Goddamn, so you are exactly 10 years older than me, basically. That's some crazy shit, dude. Remember all of them times when the fucking bats come sweeping in on us on the trampoline? We throw the fucking shirts in the air and the fucking and catch the motherfuckers.
Get this, dude. On Halloween, it's 4th of July. We're shooting off fireworks. New Year's one or two, and Tyler would throw his hat up, right? and it come down and hit the ground. He grabs it and throws it on his head. Dude, there's a bat in it. You talking about screaming, man? He run around the yard. I was like, just throw it down. You know what I'm saying? It's funny.
Who was the boy where Patricia and Wayne Wood lived, right? Mm-hmm. He lived on that curb, but you take that right before you got to their house, right? Mm-hmm. He broke his arm or some shit like that on his green dirt bike or some shit like that. He just got that fucking dirt bike and he wrecked it or some shit. He fucked himself up badly.
I know who you're talking about. He didn't ever play with as much.
No, he didn't. No. He was in the circle, but he wouldn't. Because he wouldn't allow fuck with us. Not really, because we were some wild ass motherfuckers.
Yeah. Pete always lived in Cramerton, so.
But Pete always came over.
Yeah. Derek's buddy, Pete. From school.
Yeah. I'll never forget that time.
I see Pete a lot too.
It's 1997, 1998. This motherfucker is drunk as fuck at Kate's skate rink. It was either a New Year or a fucking Valentine's Day all night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Aaron, I love you. Are you my best friend? That motherfucker was drunk as fuck. That shit was funny as hell, dude. I fucking died laughing at that motherfucker. I still talk about that shit. That's when, when Tasha started going to the skate ring. And then I happen to see us making out and shit, and they gonna come over there fucking with me. But goddamn, before Tasha, I was not in the fuck. And after Tasha, you know, shit. Right before we moved back to Columbia, I was going skating all the time. Bone puss and shit. Give me some of that pussy, baby. Give me some of that pussy, girl. Ha, ha. I got fucking run, you know. That's awesome.
Just at the right time, you know what I'm
saying? Right. I want some of that pussy, baby. But no, dude, man. We had the Tootsie Road. We had the electric slide, son. Oh, God. They weren't able, and dude, they wasn't allowed to play Eminem at all. No, wait. That's, yeah. They weren't able to play Eminem at all. They had that motherfucker banned, son.
Yeah.
From being played in that shit. That shit is crazy as fuck out that shit is.
Great guidance.
That shit is weird. It really is, man, though. It's just crazy. yes, sir. But what was What you gotta say? What was your favorite time with us growing up? Like, what is your favorite memory of all time?
When we all went out to eat.
When we all went out to eat.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's gonna be your fucking.
It was Derek's birthday.
Yeah.
You know, it's the first time I sit down and eat dinner with y'all as a family.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was my favorite time.
When was that? Like, where did we go? Like, Market Street or something?
Somewhere like that, yeah. Something like that.
Probably so. I wouldn't fucking doubt it. Alright, so according to this time, we got the maximum recording time is for segments is 60 minutes. Keep an eye on the clock, and we coming up on 56 minutes to this shit. So with that said, John Dog, I want to thank you. Being my first guest, and chilling, talking, just about bullshit. I mean, everything is always serious, but you know what, man? This is just laid back type shit right here. This is the introduction, And, as time progresses over, each episode, you'll get to know more about exactly what we do on this podcast. It can be anything, I mean, you'll never know. I mean, and we don't, I mean, we say shit, to make motherfuckers laugh. We don't do it necessarily to piss people off. But if it pisses people off, we can't control that. You know what I mean? We have no filter on our mouths. But again, I want to thank damn. But anyway, yeah. I want to thank Anchor for giving us the platform to use for the podcast. I'm sorry, I'm at the beginning stage, but I'll get everything down path. But I would like to say this crazy boy coming live from Belmont or Gastonia, whichever you want to call it, North Carolina. And we'll see you next time. So, much lit. But anyway, much love and peace. And we'll catch you on the flip side. Until then, take care of yourself and each other. God bless the United States. God bless our troops. God bless Israel. Peace. Love you.